In 1734, in the Massachusetts village of Northampton, a black-gowned congregational minister named Jonathan Edwards fell to his knees in prayer and cried out to the Lord in response to what the Lord had shown him regarding the lost souls throughout the small town of 1100. Gone was the God-fearing generation which had once settled this land. The new generation had forgotten God. Immorality, debauchery, and self-interest ruled. Few worried about the next world, and none were concerned about the passionate love of the Lord. Church rolls were shriveling, and many Christians were living in sin. Years of heeding the voice of the Lord began to impact Edwards' life as he diligently waited before the Lord in prayer, hours upon hours at a time, all the while being burdened for the souls of his hometown. And then it happened. Edwards began to preach in a way he had never preached before. Humility was his mark. A soft-spoken but well-articulated message was his gift, and the truth was his torch. The compassion of the Lord filled Edwards' soul as he called thousands throughout the town to repent. Christians began to turn to the Lord, and prayer began to spread throughout the colonies. People gathered in their homes to pray. Shops closed up business in order to hold public assemblies of prayer and worship. One author wrote, quote, "Tears flowed, some weeping with sorrow and distress, others with joy and love, others with concern for the souls of their neighbors." Soon the revival spilled over into other towns, and before long 100 communities were affected. In May of 1735, the revival began to cool off, but it was only a flicker of greater things to come when 25-year-old George Whitfield, a colleague of the Wesleys in England, came in response to the news of praying Christians throughout New England. Where Edwards was spare and deliberate in his soft-spoken message, Whitfield hurled the words of truth like thunderbolts. Edwards logically built truth upon truth until the weight of that logic bore down on the listener. But Whitfield's delivery was simply filled with an enthusiasm he could not contain. It was not a pretentious melodrama, but a humble brokenness that was consumed with people knowing the truth about God's love. With his consuming passion for souls, Whitfield preached the gift of repentance, the cross of Calvary, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thousands upon thousands responded. The Spirit of the Lord swept through the colonies. Soon Christian leaders began to repent of their apathy, while new ones were raised up. Hundreds of thousands were saved. Families were restored. People were filled with the presence of the Lord, and the course of a new nation was changed. Revival after revival hit the colonies in this first great awakening. It all happened when one person fell to his knees in response to the drawing of the Holy Spirit. It happened when he decided that the love of Jesus was the most important thing in the world, the most important thing in life.